Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Cugno, friend of the program, sports anchor on CBS4. He also hosts Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS. And he can be seen on the Fifth Quarter postgame show after Dolphins games as well. And I'll start with Le'Veon Bell. Mike, do you wish the Dolphins would have gotten him? You get him, you don't get him, no big deal. It was nice to be in the conversation. But I didn't hear from anyone when we thought yesterday for a couple hours that he might end up here. I didn't hear from anyone saying, no, don't go out and get him. That seemed like it would have been a good fit.
No, and it would have been. And the thing I think where the Dolphins are at now is they're at a place where they legitimately feel like they're competing. You know, it's not the tank for Tua anymore. It's not tank for Trevor. It's we're actually going out here trying to win games. And it would have been a win-win for the Dolphins to get a guy like Le'Veon Bell. You never know what happens. They've been trying to circulate this whole running back by committee for the first 5 weeks. Obviously, Myles Gaskin's been getting a little bit more of the run there, but you add a guy like Le'Veon Bell, it can only help. It was good to see that they were a major player for a big name guy like that.
And Mike, last segment we tried to do Dolphins question of the day. It was a disaster. But
maybe we should have him play.
Let
Solana ask the question. All right. Well, I'm glad you asked, Mike. Go ahead, Solana, take it over.
Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
Got one for you. So, Le'Veon Bell yesterday, as we know, you were just discussing it, did not choose the Miami Dolphins. However, he was considering them atop, in the mix with two other teams. Does that make the Miami Dolphins a premier destination in the NFL?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
Not yet. That's the answer. Not yet. They make them contenders for guys like these, but I think it's kind of like the Heat situation. You see how far they can go, and then all of a sudden big name guys around the league want to jump on board. I think Miami has the Dolphins have a little bit more winning to do.
Did that work for you? Did you like that?
What do you call that?
The imaging?
The animation, or I guess it's in the imaging. Imaging threw me off. I wasn't ready for Dan Day to jump on and say, yo. Also, shouldn't it go before the question?
Oh, my God. No. No, we went over this yesterday. We went over it yesterday. You can't have before the question. That's another Dolphins question of the day. It's got to be after.
Okay. Well, hey, you guys are the radio guys. I'll stick to TV.
Well, I hope you're better at what you do than we are at what we do.
Oh, it sure is now. I don't want to give Mike too much credit, but Mike does his thing. But, hey, but Mike, that 49ers game now, a butt whooping. Like, that was – we've talked about it. I think that was the biggest win, a domination on all three phases of ball since the 08 Wildcat game. And I'm not just saying that because I was a part of that game. But do you believe in, like, a single game, four quarters of a single game can propel a team to something else? Or was that just a good football game?
I don't think it's a huge launching pad. It's a good game for them. It's a good thing to see that they can actually do it, where you weren't really deficient in one area, where you knocked out a quarterback who was in the Super Bowl a year ago. I don't think is it a season changing game. No, I don't think it is, because you look at the way the 49ers were constructed for that game, especially their defense. You know, Bosa was out, their top three corners were out. That was tailor made for a win. However, in the past, you've seen the Dolphins, you know, lose games they should win, and so that's where I think you're starting to see the tide turn for this team. Maybe that's a game now that you have to go and win, and they're winning it. And that's the same thing that happens this week with the Jets. This is, you're a 9.5-point favorite. You have to go out and win this game. It can't be, I know this is the NFL, but you can't be there, you know, wondering week in and week out, is Miami going to be able to contend? I think that's how you start to see that the Dolphins are on the right track. Is it the huge launching pad we, you know, Dolphins fans want? I'm not sure yet. It's too small of a sample size to say that.
Well, do you expect them to beat up on the Jets Sunday?
I expect them to crush the Jets on Sunday, and just up and down what the Jets are bringing to the table, as far as just a defense that really struggles. They give up almost 400 yards a game, and then you've got your backup in Joe Flacco, who I know a lot of people didn't even realize was on the Jets until a couple weeks ago. This has to be a game Miami goes out and wins, and I think they. I'm not really into betting. I guess the term would be to cover. I think they beat them by more than 9.5 points. I would go out there and say they win by a couple touchdowns.
I hope you're right. Mike Cugno, sports anchor, CBS4. You also see him on Dolphins Weekly Live and the Fifth Quarter postgame show after Dolphins games. The Jets, obviously, Adam Gase, this is a big one for him. I was saying for the entire week, like, this is his Super Bowl. If he's going to win a game, he wants to do it at his old stadium and, you know, not have his old fans laughing at him and whatnot. Did you like Adam Gase when you were down here covering him, when he was down here and you were covering him?
I didn't have a problem with Adam Gase. I thought he was a little short with us in answers. Like, when he got the Le'Veon Bell questions this week and he says, I'm moving on to Miami, and just kind of wouldn't really address it. That's kind of the Adam Gase we were used to. Everyone's like, look at the way he's answered. Well, that's Adam Gase. I mean, he's not the warmest, you know, the warmest of guys out there in interviews. I have any personal problems with the guy, but no, I mean, I think you could see the clashing with players over, you know, a couple of years here when you started to see guys, you know, leave the organization, that, you know, like a Mike Pouncey, like, you know, these guys that should be cornerstones for your team that leave. And then it kind of carries over into New York, where you see a guy like Le'Veon Bell, where they gave a bunch of money to leave. Obviously, you know, relationships there weren't great. And I think, you know, from a media standpoint, you know, it kind of spills over. You kind of get that impression of him as well.
And Mike, what's the biggest surprise now? You know, you do the quarter season, a quarter of the way done, whatever it is. Like, what's your biggest surprise in the 2020 Miami Dolphins season?
I don't want to say it's a surprise, but what I'd say is I'm happy with the Dolphins is that they're in every game. I mean, you know, you take out a couple of mistakes against the Bills, take out a couple miscues against even the Seahawks. And, I mean, it was an uphill climb against the Seahawks to begin with. But you can point at points in the game and say, you know what, Miami was competitive against teams that have higher expectations than they do. So the jump from last year to this year, to me, seems like it's been significant in the way they're playing on the field. Now, are they a playoff team yet? I mean, that's yet to be determined. If the Bills go out and, you know, lose this week to the Chiefs, I think they're playing on Monday night, that weird 5 o'clock game. You're looking at a Bills team that's 4-2, and Miami should get this win. They're 3-3. All of a sudden, Miami's back in the mix there for the AFC East, and I think they're back there a little bit quicker than we would have thought. Because I think coming into the year, even last year, you saw the way Buffalo was starting to get better and the way Josh Allen was starting to improve. So you thought, okay, maybe the Bills and the Patriots still have the edge there in the division. I mean, we didn't know Cam Newton was going to be a factor there for New England. But Miami, they get this win this week. really unsure what happens with New England going forward. At least they're in the mix, and that's all you can ask for, especially since now you don't have, like I said before, you don't have to tank for those picks anymore. You did a good job trading guys like Laremy Tunsil, and it's starting to pan out for you that you're going to get high picks because of Houston. You know, you're going to get I'm not sure. Did they sell a first-round pick from the Steelers? I maybe have that wrong. But either way, you're now competing, and now you still have the picks from Houston, where you're in good shape to continue to keep rebuilding.
Yeah, I think you're right in that they're ahead of schedule, and like you said, they win Sunday. They're at 500, and we're still early on in the season, so there's some upside still. There has been a ton of talk this week on ESPN, so I'm gonna ask you this question. Although we know it's kind of silly at this point, but Ryan Clark had tweeted out after the Chargers game that, you know, did the Dolphins make a mistake in drafting Tua Tagovailoa over Justin Herbert? And because he launched it up there on Twitter, it became a talking point. Most people just outraged that it is a talking point because you haven't even seen Tua play yet, and you can't really make a judgment that quickly. But is there any merit to that, that someone looks so good in their first couple of games that maybe it's worthy of having the conversation? Did they whiff on him?
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with that. I think it's a good tweet for retweets and for clicks and for Twitter engagement, but I don't agree with it because you haven't seen the guy play. And the consensus from every scout, minus his injuries, was that Tua was the most talented guy in that draft, you know, outside of Burrow, who just came on out of nowhere, because even from that game he played against the Canes, it wasn't like he did anything special there that first year with LSU. So I don't agree with that sentiment. You don't know what's going on there. And the other thing is Miami's in a position where they're competing right now. They have a shot to make the playoffs. Whereas, you know, it was kind of an accident that Herbert got into the game. You know, Miami's building towards something. They have a quarterback that they feel that they can win with on the field right now. You're not in this kind of mode where, oh heck, we're not in it anymore. You know, just throw them out there to see what you got. You're, like I said, you're in these games. I mean, you go back to the Seahawks game. I'm not putting too much of that loss on Ryan Fitzpatrick. I know, you know, it wasn't the greatest performance of the season, but you know, if you look at things objectively, you don't have to look at Fitz and say, hey, he's the reason for losses at this point.
You, Mike Cuno from CBS4, you work out, right? You're athletic. You're very active.
He works out. I don't know if he's athletic.
Wow. Crowder out of nowhere was swinging a bow.
That's because he calls me Tugboat. Mike, you called me Tugboat.
He came out of nowhere there.
I would have made the jump. I would have made the jump. That's all I said.
That was a Tugboat response, Mike.
Woo!
I'm sorry.
I didn't even see you laying in wait over there. You were perfectly camouflaged. That was wild what just transpired. Can you get a Charlie horse anywhere other than your leg?
I think you get them in your arm. You get like a dead arm. Isn't that the same thing?
I'm so sorry, Mike, for my last statement. Thank you so much for being a known and knowledgeable, athletic, beautiful man and understanding what a Charlie horse is.
How quickly they change. Mike Cuno, watch him on CBS4. Again, you can see him on Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4 and after the Dolphins games on the fifth quarter post-game show. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go, Mike Cuno. Man, you came out of nowhere swinging hard. You didn't even give anybody a chance. That was one of those on-sites that they talk about.
I've been listening.
You just walked up on, you saw Mike Cuno standing there at the bar and started swinging.
I have been letting Tugboat go for, 9 months now? A year? It came out of me. I don't like
that
it.
That was so unlike you, man. I'm just like, you know, Mike's an athlete. Well, I don't know if he's an athlete or not. Whoa! I was so shocked there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.